something of nostalgia. Mom and I scour in the snack aisle, rendezvous by the clearance rack. When the most famous singer from my hometown came on the radio, it was romantic in a retail plastic 3,000 miles away. But everywhere looks the same kind of way. Maybe I came here to look for myself, only to find I'm now half of myself. And I don't need to wander alone anymore. While scrolling through pictures of Emma Stone, she was in the movie that I watched on the plane right here. And in too many ways, her character reminded me of the dark sides of me.
Come on! Come on! Come on! You're tuned into Revolution Rock here on CJAM 99.1 FM in the Windsor, Detroit area. We just came back there from a mix of some newer stuff, ending off with a track from OC's latest called Zipper, and the album is called Sorks 80.
Yes, of course. Always those reasonable OC boys naming perfectly sound records.
Right.
With perfectly sound record titles. No idea what Sorks 80 means. I don't think anyone does. I don't think John Dwyer does.
It could be an abbreviation for something.
Or not.
Or not.
No one will ever know, but good record nonetheless, though. Some other music we heard before that was actually from an artist who performed in Windsor not too long ago, Ron Gallo.
Yes, we heard something from Foreground Music, which is Ron Gallo's latest release with his band. We heard the song Yucca Valley Marshals. Part of that,
I believe it's Yucca.
Oh, sorry.
Yucca. Or at least I've always thought it was Yucca.
Yucca.
Or maybe it's Yucca.
Yucca, Yucca. One or the other. sorry, everyone.
And for those who are actually residents of the Yucca Valley, I apologize for Dave's ignorance.
Well, me too. And then before that, we heard music from Montreal's La Securité. We heard Waiting for Kenny from their release Stay Safe. We had new music from Ducks Limited before that. We heard Grim Symmetry, which is a new single that just came out on the 16th of October. And then what did we start with?
And then we started off with Corridor from their latest release, Mimi. We heard the track Jump Cut. And that's how we did that set. And coming up throughout the program, you're going to want to stay tuned. We are celebrating two massive anniversaries from the Rolling Stones and the Animals. We're going to be playing some new music from Nap Eyes, Japandroids, music from the Gorries, Ty Segall, The Routes. But this next set is tying into a show that's going on tonight in Windsor, Ontario. If you're listening when we broadcast this live on the 19th of October, this might be your introduction to know that there is a great concert happening at the Meteor Lounge tonight. And we're going to play a few bands that are actually performing there.
Yeah, we're going to hear music from Bonnie Trash and also Brain Rust, which is from Windsor. And we're going to hear, I think this was the first single they put out for this album, their debut full-length Indistinct Chatter. We're going to hear Pacing to start off this set here on Revolution Rock.
are listening to Revolution Rock here on CJAM 99.1 FM. Adam and Dave here with you for your Saturday night, and we are bringing you some great rock and roll music, ending off there with Mick Futures, going back to 2015 for this number. It was titled In Case We Learn.
Yeah, and that album was called Band from the Future. I believe that's the only release that Mick Futures has put out. It features a musician that's part of, I believe, Strange Attractor and a few other bands. But really cool stuff there, and always enjoyed that record. Before that, we heard music from The Chat's 2020 release, Dine and Dash. We heard the song Drunk and Disorderly, and we don't actually condone either of those things.
I don't know about that. But definitely, I think you might dine and dash if you are being drunk and disorderly.
That's possible.
They really like their D's, I'm noticing. Good for them.
Well, I hear music from Seattle's Fan Club. They have a new album out called Another Demonstration 2024. And we heard the song I Was Astray. Prior to that, we heard a pair of bands that are actually playing tonight at the Meteor on October 19th, if that's when you're listening to this program. Here in Windsor, we heard Bonnie Trash doing their version of Red Right Hand, originally by Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds, from their latest release out on Hand Drawn Dracula called My Love Remains the Same. And then we started off with music from Windsor's Brain Rust. We heard Pacing from their debut album Indistinct Chatter to start off that set.
And once again, we just want to remind you those two bands will be performing at the Meteor tonight in Windsor, Ontario on October 19th. And always worthwhile checking out their music if you're listening to this on a repeat or syndicated through any of the stations that do syndicate us throughout Canada. We want to talk about what's coming up next, though, because this is very significant. Two major anniversaries, 1964, going all the way back. Two great records from two great UK-based bands that would change the course of what rock and roll music would really be and how it would be performed, the Rolling Stones and the Animals. So two 60th anniversaries. Now, the Animals is kind of interesting for this because technically, we are already celebrating the anniversary of the Animals, but the U.S. release.
Yes, now this is the U.K. release.
And it's rare because usually in these cases, as we've explained on air before, a lot of these U.K. bands, it would have both an American and a U.S. or sorry, a U.K. release. But usually it would be the U.K. original release first, and a few months later, the band would be promoted stateside and they would have a slightly different version of the record released there. This is a radically different version, so much so that it pretty much is a unique album. There's some overlap between the UK and US version of the Animals debut record, but very little. And beyond that, the UK version was released later, which is very bizarre. That was not quite the way that it was done back then.
That's true, but that's what happened.
That was very insightful. Thank you, David.
But we're going to hear a pair of tracks from that.
Including, we should talk about this one, the story of Bo Diddley. So this is somewhat based on a true story. And Eric Burdon did say himself, he did embellish some of the story beats in what this is recounting. But it basically is about the Animals encountering Bo Diddley at a concert and just his kind of observations about the music scene. And they also do a little bit of parody for some other acts that were coming out. They like they do a little bit of a pastiche of the Beatles in this one. It's a great song. I do love it. But the Rolling Stones, we're going to hear before that. This is their second record from 1964, 12 by 5.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but is this the one they recorded in Chicago?
This is.
Yes, so they went all the way to Chicago to Michigan Avenue. And they recorded it at the legendary Chess Studios.
Mm-hmm, that's right, because they loved the Chess sound. They loved the engineers, that the sound they were able to create for all those classic blues records, and they wanted to emulate that. And I would argue they did a very successful version of that sound here. You know, the original album by the Rolling Stones really showed a band that was enamored by the blues, but didn't quite reach it yet. They didn't quite reach that same magic as the bands that influenced them, and they definitely had with this one. 12 by 5, I think, is the first truly, truly great Rolling Stones record, and we're going to hear a pair of songs from this. One of them is a unique cover of a doo-wop song, the famous song Under the Boardwalk, as done by the Rolling Stones, and they have a kind of a more forlorn, sadder version of this, which is very interesting to hear. But we're also going to hear an original from this record, one of my favorites from this, Empty Heart.
And is this one of the first songs that Jagger and Richards wrote together?
I believe it is.
First originals? Okay, great. Well, let's get started then. We're going to hear Empty Heart followed by Under the Boardwalk, and a pair of tracks from the Animals' UK self-titled release to celebrate its 60th anniversary for both these albums. And we're going to actually start off with just a short identification before we get to, and PSA before we get to the music. But you are tuned into Revolution Rock here on CJM 99.1 FM.
Good evening.